Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host, Dr. Josiah Rich, and this morning's episode is entitled Abraham Believed the Impossible and Received an Impossible Reward. I'm going to be reading from Genesis chapter 17, beginning at verse 1. Genesis chapter 17, verse 1. When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said, I am God Almighty. Walk before me and be blameless. I will confirm my covenant between me and you and will greatly increase your numbers. Abram fell face down, and God said to him, as for me, this is my covenant with you. You will be the father of many nations. No longer will you be called Abram. Your name will be Abraham, for I have made you a father of many nations. I will make you very fruitful. I will make nations of you, and kings will come from you. I will establish my covenant as an everlasting covenant between me and you and your descendants after you for the generations to come, to be your God and the God of your descendants after you. The whole land of Canaan, where you are now an alien, I will give as an everlasting possession to you and your descendants after you. I will be their God. Then God said to Abraham, as for you, you must keep my covenant, my berith. You and your descendants after you for the generations to come. This is my covenant with you and your descendants after you. Covenant you are to keep. Verse 15. God said to Abraham, as for Sarai, your wife, you are no longer to call her Sarai. Her name will be Sarah. I will bless her and will surely give you a son by her. I will bless her so that she will be the mother of nations. Kings of peoples will come from her. Abraham fell face down, he laughed, and said to himself, will a son be born to a man 100 years old? Will Sarah bear a child at the age of 90? And Abraham said to God, if only Ishmael might live under your blessing. At the end of chapter 16, verse 16, we read, Abram was 86 years old when Hagar bore in Ishmael. And when we get to chapter 17, verse 1, we read, when Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said, I am God Almighty. And so we have a 13-year gap between Genesis 16, 16 and Genesis 17, 1. And now Abram is 99 years old. And we read that also in chapter 17 that Sarah is 90. So in chapter 17, verse 1, God reveals himself as El Shaddai, that is, the Mighty One. which means I am all-sufficient Yahweh. I am all-sufficient Yahweh. So, after this 13-year hiatus or gap, Yahweh appears to him, that is, appears to Abram, and gives him this new revelation of this new Shem or name, the as El Shaddai. El Shaddai is from Shaddah, S-H-A-D-A-H, which means to shed, S-H-E-D, or to pour out blessings richly, abundantly, and continually. And so, with this new Shem, or revelation of this new name, Abram also receives a new Shem, or new name from God. And so, we will see that throughout the scripture, we have what is commonly called the new name motif. And we see it in verses 5 through 9. Abram's name is changed from Abram to Abraham, father of many nations. Now, what Abraham is going to learn from God is patience and complete dependence upon God. God brings to this man, who is now 99 years old, these wonderful revelations. God reveals himself as El Shaddai, and then God brings the promise of great blessing. In verse 6, God says, I will. Verse 7, I will. God goes on in verse 8, I will. We have the divine I wills, which speak certainty to reality. There is no doubt that God will bring to pass what he has said he will bring to pass. God is in Abram's life, who is now Abraham, in a marvelous way. God knows the weakness of Abraham. We see that after these marvelous blessings, that Abraham's reaction in verse 17, notice once again Abraham's reaction to what God has said. Abraham fell face down and laughed. Said to himself, son be born to a man 100 years old. Will Sarah bear a child at the age of 90? And verse 18, and Abraham said to God, if only Ishmael might live under your blessing. At the beginning of chapter 17, Abraham is enjoined to wait on God, for whom nothing is impossible. Luke 1:37, Jeremiah 32:17, Ephesians 3:20, Philippians 4:13. We, you and I, are enjoined to also lay hold of God's power. And so, Abram becomes Abraham. He steps into his new identity and his new name. In verse 15, Sarai, whose name means contentious, or the contentious one, or contention becomes Zara, print. And so God gives new name, new identity, which bespeak a new reality and a new relationship with God. God speaks into the limitations of Abram, who is now Abraham. And notice that in verse 17, this man, Abraham, who is now 99 years old, says to God, "Will a son be born to a man 100 years old? Will Sarah bear a child at the age of 90? After the divine, I will." Abram, who is not Abraham, comes back with, Will Sarah? And in verse 18, Abraham said to God, "If only Ishmael might live under your blessing." Now, Abraham wanted to cling to his past effort at helping God to bring to pass in his life what God said he would bring to pass. Ishmael will be blessed of God, but Ishmael is not the child of blessing that God promised he would bring through Abraham himself and through Sarah herself. God knows their ages. And so God knows when he is going to bring into reality what he has said he would do. God often waits on us because we believe, we feel that he needs our help, but he does not. What God requires of us is our faith. We read in Hebrews chapter 11, which is the chapter of the heroes of faith. We read, "Without faith, it is impossible to please God. And those who come to God must, it is necessary in the nature of the case, must believe that he is," notice the verb, state of being verb, "must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him out. Not the passive ones, but he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him out." Abraham, we read in verse 17, laughed. He fell face down and he laughed. In chapter 18 of Genesis, when the Lord appears to Abraham, in chapter 18, verse 1, near the great trees of Mamre, while he was sitting at the entrance to his tent in the heat of the day, Abraham looked up and saw three men standing nearby. He, when he saw them, he hurried from the entrance of his tent to meet them and bowed low to the ground. One of those visitors said this in verse 10, "I will surely return to you about this time next year, and Sarah, your wife, will have a son." In Hebrew it reads, "I will surely return to you when the season lives." Isn't that beautiful? "I will surely return to you when the season lives." Now Sarah was listening at the entrance to the tent, which was behind him. Abraham and Sarah were already old and well advanced in years. And Sarah was past the age of childbearing. So Sarah laughed to herself as she thought, after I am worn out and my master is old, will I now have this pleasure? Then the Lord said to Abraham, why does Sarah laugh and say, will I really have a child now that I am old? Verse 14, the Lord said, El Shaddai, that is, the all-sufficient one, the mighty one, says in verse 14, is anything too hard for the Lord? In the Hebrew, the word hard is wonderful. Is anything too wonderful for the Lord? Please read Isaiah 9:6. I will return to you at the appointed time next year. Sarah will have a son. Verse 15, Sarah was afraid. So she lied and said, I did not laugh. But he said, yes, you did laugh. Here is the paradox, the wonderful, compelling paradox of faith. Here is the reality of circumstance. The reality, the compelling reality of circumstance. The compelling reality of a real situation that exists in space and time. Here is a paradox of faith, the reality of circumstance versus the power of God. Sarah's laugh was cynical and it was full of doubt. God wanted to correct Sarah's unbelief and strengthen her faith. And so God says to her, nothing is too wonderful for the Lord. You and I must come to that reality. Yes, there is reality of our situation. There is the reality of our perception of a situation. There is the reality of our overlay. There is the reality of our conclusion about a situation, which may not necessarily serve us well or be helpful for us. We can have a particular attitude that does not serve us well. We can have a particular attitude that does not bring healing into our life. We may have an attitude that is barren of faith, and so therefore, when we say we want our lives to change, our lives do not change because in our core belief, we do not believe that our situation changes. We may mouth the words, I believe, and yet at our core level, at that most fundamental level of who we are, there is doubt. There is resistance. There is active resistance. Although we may appear passive, there is active resistance to believing that be and walk in. Notice in chapter 17 that Abraham laughed in verse 17, and in chapter 18, verse 12, Sarah laughed. But God knew what he was going to do for this family. He knew what he was going to do in their lives. And so in chapter 17, when Abraham receives his new name and Sarah receives her new name, God knew what he was going to do for them. And so therefore, they must now learn to wait upon God. They must come to understand that God will do what he said he would do. In Romans chapter 4, this is what Paul wrote concerning this situation. Verse 17 of Romans 4. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. Before him whom he believed. It is speaking about Abraham believing God. Before whom he believed, speaking God, who quickeneth the dead. Because Abraham was sexually dead, and we know that Sarah, his wife, was long past menopause. And so therefore, there is no way that her uterus to hold a child. Her eggs were long past viability. And so, notice, who God who quickened the dead, God had to wait until Abraham and Sarah could no longer help. You see what Abraham said in chapter 17. After God said what he would do, Abraham said, in verse 18 of chapter 17 of Genesis, and Abraham said to God, if only Ishmael might live under your blessing. Abraham wanted to cling to his past mistake instead of the word of God. Ishmael was not the child of God. Child of promise God was yet to be. So because both Abraham laughed at what God said, Sarah laughed at what God said, the child born to them would be named Laughter or Isaac. At both the delight that God had fulfilled his word and the beauty of faith and this wonderful new reality of the effect. Verse 18, Romans 4, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead. And dead here is a perfect passive participle. Uzo was done when he was about 100 or 100 years old. Neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. Verse 20, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving God the glory. So the word staggered, the verb in verse 20, needs to be divided or distinguished in separation. It means to decide or judge or to be divided in one's mind. Abraham, we read, had robust faith in God. He believed God. staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but you say, yes, he laughed, yes, and he wanted Ishmael to be God's answer, but Ishmael was not. The answer was yet to be. We read verse 20, but was strong in faith, giving God the glory, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was also able to perform or bring to completion. Therefore, it was imputed to him for righteousness, or reckoned to his account for righteousness. Now, it was not written for his sake alone, note what Paul's writes, that it was imputed to him, but for us also, it shall be imputed. If we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. Therefore, being justified by faith, this is Romans 5:1, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 4 is a wonderful chapter. It is filled with wonderful truths that are designed to heal our doubt, because many of us need to be healed of doubt. Many of us have a settled understanding of something that we need to jettison from our lives. The word is attitude. Some of us have bitterness. Some of us have resentment, a word which means to curse over and over again. Curse what happened in the past, and you're thereby limited by endlessly rehearsing a hurt, nursing a wound that haunts us. There is deliverance in Christ Jesus. Abraham believed the impossible and received an impossible reward. The ball is in our court. God gave the 66 books of both the Old and New Testament. God has shown us who he is. God blessed us, models. Write it to Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 11. Heroes of faith, not impossible to please God. He who comes to him must, it is necessary in the nature of the case, believe that he is, that he is rewarded for those who do so. Now, please read the public ministry of Jesus. Note the relationship between healing, that is, and belief, of faith and healing. Notice the bedside manner. Notice the relationship between spirituality, the public ministry of Jesus, as and physical health. Notice the emphasis in the New Testament on health and wellness through faith, through belief in God, through robust spirituality and dependence upon God. Please read these Gospels. They're so important for you. And God bless you. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. Have a wonderful day.